Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? And I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Trevor Phipps, and I had filed a claim. And then a few years ago, during the coronavirus, I filed a claim then. And when I went to go file a new one, they kept coming up old every time I put in my Social Security number. So now allowing me to file a new one, keep printing up the old stuff.
What is your social?
426-731-663.
Okay, and what is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
My name is Travis Epps. My mother's maiden name is Trent. My date of birth is 11-18-91.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
Ma'am, English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the Alabama ID number?
I don't know. I had to get to you in a little bit. Can I just wait and fax that to you or something? I don't know the ID number.
I would have to have the ID number before we proceed.
All right, well, we'll just have to put non-ID right this time. Tough luck.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities, and if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
We can do the Alabama direct card.
The direct deposit or benefits card?
The benefits card.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a zero in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a dollar in activity fee charge after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees, and there are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you verify your mailing address, city, state, and zip code for me?
1707 Brim Drive in Nav Coburn, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What is your primary phone number?
205. 920-5006.
And what's this going to be?
What is your job title?
Hold on, let's put this other number because mine is saying it's not, this one's more reliable.
Okay, so I will have to wait because it's not going to allow me to go back at the moment.
Okay, all right, we'll put it in the room.
Security statements. I have to ask you some security statements. Which of the following street addresses in Pascagoula have you lived or been associated with? 2312 Meadowbrook Street, 2907 Shumlin Street, 4321 Washington Avenue, or 2901 Monoka Drive, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 114 Newby Street, 24293 County Road 87, 5349 South Bokenbow Drive, or 8650 East Warner Street, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
East Warner Street.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Brandon, Hattiesburg, Long Beach, Biloxi, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
I was a carpenter.
Yeah.
What is the last day you worked?
Let's see, 2 months ago. And what was, I don't know, around the 15th, I'd say.
Okay. Well, I would need the month, date, and the year.
All right. So I say November, actually. 15th, 2021, or 22, whatever the year is.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I can't register, but no.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Well.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Oh, shit.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am, he has not. I'm still on call, though.
What is your job title description?
I'm a carpenter.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the name of the company that you work for?
I say, it was me construction. It's doing environment.
You said Elkins Construction?
No, ma'am. It's Me Construction. That's the name of his company.
Okay, I have a A&J Services and a Elkins Construction Company.
I've worked both of those companies. I work for both of those companies. The should go all the way back to like 2019 is the last time I worked for A&J, though.
And now, are you filing a claim for the Elkins Construction Company?
Yes, ma'am. And we also, I can't really file with AJ's because I worked for a long time ago.
What is the phone number for your employer?
I have to look it up real quick. It's 251-620-5007.
It's just like mine. I'm saying, I'm not sure. I believe it. Maybe too. I'm on the phone. What's the
I don't know the number.
It's 3-2.
303 number.
Hold on 1 second, man.
What's the phone?
What's the 3-3 words, baby? I can't find it right this minute, ma'am, because I don't have my phone personally. That's why earlier I told you my number was messed up because my phone's broke. This is my wife's phone.
Okay, so I would have to have that employer's phone number to proceed.
Okay, is there any way we can save the file until I get it? Because it's in my phone and my phone's broke.
You can, are you able to Google the name of the company and pull it up that way?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is there any way I can call you back?
Sir?
Is there any way you can call me back?
Yes, sir.
No, thank you.
And is the phone number to call you back on, is it 251-300-1883?
Yes, ma'am. I'll get the number for you.
Okay, I'll give you a call back.
All right. Okay, that's, you get that from your mouth now.